said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round on the radio now.
Today FM Morning Crew.
The Today FM Morning Crew catch up with Husey, Ed and Aaron.
It certainly is. Very good morning to you. This show is the picture of health, everybody.
Yeah, I think it's basically Plague FM. Ed Cavalli walks back in the building after 3 days of being on his deathbed, and he's given whatever he had to Aaron Molan. So,
well, it's obviously coughing. A disease that doesn't require close contact. I'll make that very clear now, because Ed's not a toucher.
No, but you're in the same room, and we know everything's airborne these days.
Exactly, that's my point.
You can just be, you can drive past someone, towing a caravan, and then the whole state could get shut down. So Ed, good to have you back, man.
Yeah, man, great to be here. Good on you guys. And
it really sounds like Aaron's about to tap out.
No, honest. I promise you. I'm not trying to be disparaging of Ed taking time off, but that is not my style. I will die at this desk. No, because Ed lost his voice. I've just got a bit of a cough that's from my child. Ed could not physically work because he'd lost his... Mate, you were saying that he had female organs, okay?
That was a private group chat. And I apologised to the group about what I said about your... For JJ.
I'm going to tell
him. I apologize.
I'm going to read him out. I'm going to get me some money.
No.
I'm going to get me some money because that was a cancelable offence, my friend.
But also I have two daughters who are very mindful of when daddy says things like man up or, grow a pair or anything like that.
You're acting like a girl.
I would never say that because they would girls do it better. In fact, look at the T-shirt I'm wearing. All right, there you go. This is, you don't know what T-shirt I'm wearing. Get this for the things on the socials, right?
Honk
what does that say?
Honk if you're horny.
What does it say? What's it say?
Say,
what's
cup say, the balls.
Ed? Ed, what does it say?
He says, you can't scare me. I have two daughters.
Boom. That's what my T-shirt says. And, that's what I'm wearing. You can't scare me. I have two daughters.
What is it saying about daughters?
It's saying they're scary, man. Guys, we've got so much on the show. Grant Denyer, what our legend, mate.
Something's happened to Grant Denyer. Something, not just car crashes. Something's happened to Grant Denyer, and he's found out who he really is.
Wow. All right. Well, that's interesting. Also, after 8 a.m., we're going to talk to a woman who was sick of having to rely on deadbeat dudes. What do you do as a woman if you don't like the dudes that are on offer? Can you take charge?
Oh, yeah.
She has taken charge.
Ooh, baby.
This is going to be inspiring for any woman who just doesn't want to settle.
And also good for the deadbeat dudes because they're free to do what they want now too. Got to remember that. Once the border's open, the deadbeat dudes are back doing what they love.
Exactly.
What's that, Ed?
You all know what they love.
Crossing borders, hanging out in parks. Now,
no.
When we come back, though, I've got some information for anyone who's ever looked out at Barangaroo, that shiny new building in Sydney CBD, and thought, wonder what it would cost to stay at the top of that thing for a night. I talked to a man who is in charge of the cash at Crown, and he told me exactly.
In charge of the cash at Crown?
Yes.
He'd be in locked up, wouldn't he? No, did you speak to him on one of those prison phones?
Today FM.
Now, once you get to past all the advertising in the Daily Telegraph, and it's good to see they've got advertisers, their actual front page is a photo on the Daily Telly. It's a photo of a woman, beautiful woman. She's in a hotel room, and it says, crowning the heroes of COVID, pediatric nurse Karen Norris is one of the unsung heroes of the pandemic until now. She works 6 days a week at a Bondi testing site. She's been testing a lot of children, apparently. Mm. And because of all her hard work and all her, just unheralded work, she luckily is now in the running to win a luxury stay.
Sorry. In the running?
She's in the running.
So she's on the front page of the paper.
Yep, she's a big photo. Wait, another photo of her inside the paper.
So Crown, who do a great job of getting really, really, really good exposure on the front page of the Telegraph, Australia's most highly circulated newspaper.
It's beautiful, unsung
because she's
hero.
In the running.
She's so in the running.
Wait, so they've taken her there,
in the running.
Sat her down and said, the good news about you is you're in the running. And she says, can I stay? And they say, get out.
But that's what the Crown does. They give you a chance to win. You may not win.
You know what? That's
but
fair, mate, that's fair play. He's fair play too.
She's got a chance to win a luxury stay at the Crown Suites.
But what kind of odds are we talking, though? How many other people are in the running?
There's going to be a lot of... she's a community champion nominee, and there's probably at least, 300 to 400 other community champion nominees.
Well, and what if she loses it to a, like a, what they call a whale, a gambler? What if she actually ends up losing it to someone that they've flown in from Wuhan who's going to drop 15 mil at the at the baccarat table?
But they are also community champions because they drop 15 million, and a lot of that goes in tax. To pay
for our
for
roads.
Schools, not when they roads.
Got it. Not when they got it, it didn't.
No, well, when they lost it, it did. If they win, though, that's money out of the pocket of people. Anyway, but what they...
They're actually not allowed to do that now at this new crown. They're not allowed to bring in any foreign players on trips.
And this is... I've got some inside information which I can share with you guys. And I'll do that because I won't tell you, what the source is, but this is... Someone high up at Crown.
Does it rhyme with Rames Backer?
No, it's not Rames Backer. No, it's not that high.
Does it rhyme with Auchlan Erdoch?
No Erdoch or Ackers are in this. But you know what? Rames Backer is no longer anything to do with the casino, basically. I can tell you that much. And they sent him a lot of information on a daily basis, which they believed he probably never read over the years.
Yeah. Straight to the spam. Come on, Mariah, let's go jet skiing. What's that? Turn your phone down.
2 bits of information for you, because that's what I do here. I provide information for people who look at Barangaroo. 1 bit of information, they're not happy because now all these big spenders have to prove where they got their money from. And that's just
sucks.
It's so annoying. Annoying for the big spenders.
That really hurts.
Got to bring in a pay slip.
Can you just tick the box that says illegally and then just wander through?
Well, I don't want
can you do rather not say? Like on the gender forms.
RNS.
They're not turning up. They're like, we're not going to turn up.
That's a stupid rule. If you're going to open a casino, rule one, Aaron Mullen, you and I know this from, we tried to open one. Rule one when you open a casino, don't ask people where they got their money.
Exactly. It's none of your business.
Rule two. What's rule two?
I don't know.
I didn't see anything, sir.
Right, so that's all very well, but I've got one more bit of information for you too. And a guessing game, I can tell you how much the top rated room, which is...
13,1060. Everyone's playing.
All right, how much is the top rated room, how much per night to stay at Crown?
With company?
No, on your own. And I can tell you they're two bedders. It's a two-bedroom apartment. How much to stay?
Okay, so the top room, how much? So 13,1060, Jackie, everyone who plays is getting a prize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How much?
Oh, you're meant to say what it is then, Jackie.
Oh, sorry.
Well, it's a good prize. You'll get a great prize if you play this game. Prize. How much do you reckon the top room? Maybe we could do a higher, lower. I don't know.
Oh, Price is Right style.
Maybe Price is Right style. Let's get some contestants. The top room. How
much is
it? So just
clarifying, it's just for the room.
Yeah, for the night.
So absolutely. Not for...
No, room service is extra. Oh, actually, I don't know. Room service might be included.
The Today FM Morning Crew catch up.
Front of the Daily Telegraph, we've got Karen Norris. She's 40. She swabs children for COVID. She's done a great job working 6 days a week at Bondi. Over the last, since COVID started, basically. She might win.
That's fine, but I'll probably go with Nathan Cleary.
Oh, well, he's a great...
Most try assists.
Well, Penrith are on top of the ladder for a reason.
Absolutely.
So, but he can probably... Actually, I don't know. Anyway, so we're doing a competition.
Yep.
How much is the top room? How much does it cost to stay at Barangaroo?
I'm really fascinated by this.
It's a two-bedder.
Yeah.
I know because I spoke to someone high up in that organisation. I won't name them, obviously. Because I respect their privacy.
On the website, and I'm assuming this is not available just to the public, or is
it? No, it's available. If you've got the money, it is absolutely available. Ooh. And some people book 5 nights. He said a woman recently booked 5 nights because it was her birthday. Two better. How much is it?
Here we go. Straight away. Marissa from Mossman. How much?
I said 500 per night.
Dollars?
Yeah.
Sorry, Marissa, but we're going to have to go higher than that.
Okay, here's Kat from Campbelltown. Kat from Campbelltown, how much?
I reckon it's $2,000.
Sorry, Kat, we're going to have to go higher.
Come on, a night.
A night.
What do I get? Foxtel?
I don't know what you get, mate. But we
need Foxtel?
People can the phones are jammed, but we need people to just, you know, give.
All right, Kevin from Campbelltown. Kev, how much?
I reckon $15,000, but I reckon maybe around about the $5,000.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, I'm going to go with the $15,000. Actually, it's higher than 15.
Higher than 15? Yeah. God.
Keep going, guys.
What about Talisa?
To Jared. No, we've got to go to Jared. We've got to go to Jared now. Jared from Campbelltown. Jeez, Campbelltown's right into it. I like it. Jared, how much?
Oh, mate, I reckon about 24 grand.
Higher, buddy.
Do we have anyone who's gone higher? Here's Rochelle from Liverpool. Rochelle, how much?
I reckon 50 grand.
You know what? I think we will. It's just lower than that.
Do we give it to her?
I think we give it to Rochelle.
Okay, so Rochelle, congratulations. Now, you haven't won a night there, but just stay on the line. You've won something else. Everyone has.
Yeah, she's good.
We should be clear on that. Let's go. Hakusi, now if this is official.
Exactly, this is exactly how much it costs. And it's because of the Chinese market, $48,888 per night.
Oh, my God.
And it books out.
No.
$48,888 per night.
No.
A woman recently took five nights because it was her birthday. Five nights.
But what does it include? That's not possible.
It is a two-bedder.
Chocolates on your pillow?
What would you have to get up to in that room to justify 50 grand a
night? Right, 13, 10, 60, what would you have to do to get justified? No,
you know what? Everyone who spoke to us wins a night out at the Theatre.
Yeah.
What are they going to go see?
The award-winning musical Come From Away premieres in Sydney this June. Tickets are on sale right now, but everyone's going to go and check it out.
Everyone loves that musical.
Yeah, I've seen it twice, mate. My family absolutely love it.
That's a lovely price.
Yeah, it's a beautiful night out.
And the tickets aren't 48 grand, which is good.
They're free. Ed Cavalier, you told us something from your sick bed, which piqued our interest. Now, what can you tell us now?
Just going through my messages to remind myself of what my wife said about this.
About what you can say about it?
Yes.
Well, you don't have to say what sort of doctor they are. But
I think I have to. I think I have to because that makes the makes the commentary more.
No, we understand it does, but I mean, if we've painted you in a corner here, you and your wife went and saw a doctor.
Yeah. I took her to an appointment.
Right. I don't want you to get in trouble. Mary, you don't want him to get in trouble, do you?
I'm all right.
The type of doctor that only women can go to.
Okay, that says enough. Yep.
Do you know what I mean? Well, rock up, they'll just go, nah, man.
Yeah, they'll go, nah, you haven't got.
Well, they shouldn't make that assumption based on what they're seeing in front of them, to be honest.
Absolutely.
They could be cancelled for that.
Yeah, you can have. Yeah. So what we're talking. Below,
it starts with a G. And it rhymes with minorologist.
What is a minorologist? Someone who looks after children, I suppose. Or looks after people who've been underground.
In mines.
Yeah, like Brant Webb and the other bloke.
Todd Russell.
Got stuck in the.
Oh, yeah.
Brant Webb and Todd Russell.
Koshy's best mates.
Yeah, in Beaconsfield.
He chased an ambulance and jumped on board, and then everyone from the Today Show got jealous that
he's a hero.
Got the job done, and then they're still dealing with what happened, apparently. Did we have this discussion?
We had it off air because I'd done a job in Hobart.
Oh, with one of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had that conversation off air. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm just trying to. I can't remember who I'm talking to these days. So.
Point is. We go to this appointment and
Todd Russell?
Yeah, me and Todd Russell. Me and my wife, and that's what I call my wife. And we get there and there was a regular one that she has seen her whole life. He's now sort of going to semi-retirement and he's passed the baton onto a young doctor who's sort of up and coming. Mm. And
hungry. A hungry doctor. Is that coming in hungry?
No, that's enough out of you.
He's a hungry doctor. No. He's ready to do what it takes to get to get where he wants to get.
No.
Okay, you're a sick.
What?
Sick
I'm just
doctors.
He said he was young. The baton was passed. This guy's got the go in his legs to sprint to the line.
Doctors don't want to be described as hungry.
Well,
and if you're looking
thorough, then can we say he's thorough?
Yeah,
they want to be thorough. They want to explore every nook and cranny.
For the love of it.
They want a nook and cranny explored, don't they? What?
You're out of this.
You're gone.
You can't be trusted.
Turn off his mic, Jack, please.
I'll shut up.
Point is, he was sar hot. Like, he came out, Aaron, he was tall. He was about my height. really
6'5".
Just handsome as the day is long. Oh. And I know the first thing I noticed was
he probably had strong legs, did he?
One of his. Well, actually, you know what? His pants were too small because his firm, proud buttocks were like.
Oh, it's not all that was firm, apparently. I don't know. I was going to shut up, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, I'd go back to that shutting up bit. Yeah.
But he's the one who said he had firm something.
firm brow buttocks. That's okay.
Why? How are buttocks proud?
They sit up. Like, look at this.
Yeah.
Get a 50-cent piece and chuck it at them. They'll bounce right off.
And you want to. They want to be grabbed, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay. A good proud.
What is wrong with you?
Wants to be grabbed.
Like a big bucket butt. Yeah.
To one a handful each. Dig in with those gladiator strong female fingers. We're ready to.
Oh my God. Are you saying gladiator? Because Tim was a gladiator.
He is saying that. That's why he's saying it. She wasn't in the outfit. She didn't go dressed as Angel.
This is not my story,
g'day,
mate.
G'day, Doc.
This is your story.
Nice to meet you. Anyway, I had mad pecs poking out of his business shirt.
Yeah. Ooh.
Like that cricketer nipples. Who's got the pecs. Who are you talking about?
Yeah, no, the captain. Yeah, the Tim Payne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, point is, he's so hot. And, you know, I obviously had to, you know, she said, you know, we're going to have what they do at this place at the gynecologist is, you know, have not an inspection.
What's a look.
Examination.
An examination.
Right.
And Tiff goes, can you leave? I'm like,
oh,
I'm happy to leave. And then
were you though? Were you a bit worried
about it? She's like, I know.
I think you should have held her hand. Yeah. Well, it happened, you know.
And then when we're leaving, she goes, oh, God, I wasn't wearing, like, if I'd known, I would have worn better underwear.
Yeah, well, they didn't stay on long. But they have to come
that's
off,
it, that's
you?
It. Well, we can't, you can't
say this about a doctor.
If you can't have a nice chat, we're not doing this. I'm going home.
Today FM, Sydney.
Erin, what other Sam have we been hanging out with recently?
Sam Neill. So the superstar legend actor of Jurassic Park and a million other incredible films. We went to his winery with a few of our colleagues when we were in New Zealand last week on our big listeners trip to Queenstown. So it's about an hour and a half, I think, outside of Queenstown.
You can see the footage on our socials.
Absolutely.
People love the vision of Sam Neill's joint. And Ed, you were hanging out with him. You and Sam were
scurrying off up front.
Yeah, you were running after him. So
Two Paddocks Winery, it's called, by the way. Two Paddocks.
Don't be like that, Ed. I mean, you and anyway, after him.
Look, I did try too hard, and I accept that.
My God, can we save that audio, irony, please?
The irony is that I'm the least thirsty of the three of us.
Not if you see the video, mate, and you see you and Sam miles ahead of us. You basically carried him.
Well, you're not accurately there. It's Sam leading the way, and then Ed running after him.
Yeah, after shepherding all of us out of the way, we couldn't get anywhere near them.
I did feel somewhat guilty because we'd brought 14 people.
I know.
Well, anyway, all our work colleagues wanted to see him because he's a great guy.
So anyway, we were there as we were meeting some of the ducks, and our regular listeners will know that we've been trying to get him to name a duck after Husey, which we got. He mentioned just off the cuff this as we were there meeting the ducks.
Look, they're just the end of my wharf because they can. One of them's now Kylie
Minogue.
Yeah. And the other one might be Husey because you're here today.
Hello, little Husey.
Yes. So, anyway,
it got a bit sad. I was crawling after a duck.
Yep.
I'm sad.
It was humiliating.
Cringeworthy. It was humiliating.
In hindsight, I'm a bad person.
It was embarrassing.
But you got the chocolates, mate. That duck is called Husey.
Exactly.
But what about Kylie Minogue?
So he threw that away, right, as an off the cuff comment. Anyway, so about 2 minutes ago, I'm researching on Instagram. And a photo pops up of Sam Neill with Kylie Minogue at his farm. And he says in the caption something to the effect of, in fact, let me read it out directly. Kylie, state visit last week from our gorgeous pal Kylie Minogue down the farm last week. We now have a pretty white Muscovy duck on the dam called Kylie. She's great. Kylie, the duck, very shy. So anyway, in the photo.
We met the duck.
But there's something even bigger that I'm about to reveal. He shared a photo with Kylie. This is quite sad because he hasn't shared one with any of us. I shared a photo with him. He's wearing the exact same outfit in both photos, including the same two white marks on his left leg on his pant. I'm not sure what they are. It's exactly the same day. So when we got there, his lovely assistant, Lauren, said he's just up finishing lunch and there were two or three different cars outside his place. He'll be down shortly. So she kind of took us around the back and explained a few things and showed us things. He was having lunch with Kylie. Kylie was there.
That was mentioned on the day. He was just with Kylie. And I did not acknowledge the comment because I couldn't believe that he could be like 200 metres away. Well, less than that, with Kylie Minogue. Mm-hmm.
I think you guys are missing what's happened, though, aren't you?
What?
What?
What's happened?
Well, what's happened as soon as we rocked up?
She's bailed.
she's gotten an unmarked van and been taken out the back entrance so that she didn't have to see us.
That's disappointing. But you know what?
And that's fair enough.
No, it isn't fair enough, mate. No, well, the fact is right now there's two white ducks on his property. One's Kylie and one's Husey. And
you're going to say them get a mate?
Well, they were fighting.
Are you going to say that to Danny Minogue on the Masked Singer?
Maybe I will.
Hey, Kylie, right now, your sister and I are on a wharf, ensconced.
Duck-a-ducking.
Guys, who do you think you are? New season premieres Tuesday, 8th of June at 7:30 on SBS. And a TV legend has signed himself up for this. He's joined us in the studio. Grant Denyer, everybody.
Morning, you delicious people.
It's an absolute pleasure to be in your company. You are such an icon, mate. And I just love you.
Bless you.
But all I'm worried about before we get to the TV show is that you just told me something off air when I said, are you okay because of, you know, you've had some injuries. What's happened to your stature?
This is an old story.
Well, I broke my back in a monster truck. Yes. And unfortunately, as a result of that, 4 months of pain, but I lost a centimetre and a half, which hurt more than anything else.
Of height, you mean? Okay, good.
I didn't have enough to give away to start with.
It's just disappointing, isn't it? You know? Yeah. But you know what? It's not about the size of the fight in the... No, it's not about the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the... Fighting the dog.
Well, the fact that you doubled down at the Logies was even better because I had another crash. And you said the only thing that saved my life was the four pillows that I was sitting on to reach the steering wheel. Oh,
thank you. You know what? Brilliant. Appreciates that. Grant appreciates that, Ed. He appreciates jokes at his expense.
No, I know. He's got a great sense of humour.
Of course he does.
He didn't beg you not to put it in like other, more thin skin television types.
Richard Wilkins. Richard Wilkins was pathetic once. Oh, no. I'm trying to get a new relationship going. Don't mention me with Susie from the block.
Does he not know that it's a badge of honour to have you just sling mud at him on stage in the biggest TV spectacle in the land?
Aaron, the year that Grant won the Gold Logie, I did the opening there and I was sitting beside him when I got off and I looked at him and said, I forgot to do the joke about you, and he was heartbroken.
It's the only reason my parents watch the entire show is to see what Husey's going to say about me.
Oh, I sit there every year and just, God, for the love of God, please don't, particularly end of the footy show type period and a few others. Oh, God. But you know what? Now I'm actually disappointed. Why didn't you take the absolute piss out of me that year?
Absolutely. I should have. There's no doubt I should have.
And now,
I tell you what, Ed Cavalier's very excited about who do you think you are and what the hell is going on.
As you know, Grant Denyer, I think this show is a mistake. You do not do who do you think you are, because what you find out is that your ancestors aren't all they could be.
They were too closely related.
This is the problem. Hang on, what are you suggesting about Grant?
I'm saying.
That was really straight away.
In the day before public transport, you know, and shallow. Yeah, but you probably not.
I'm not even joking. You're half right there, Husey, because.
Oh, what are we got?
There's two things I wanted out of this. It'd be awesome to find out that A, I'm related to like a bush ranger, something cool like that. And then there's just like this chest of gold waiting for me in a cave somewhere to be claimed. Yes. Oh, he's here. There you go. This is yours. Yep. Or you're related to your wife. That was my biggest concern.
Because we're talking Bathurst here. Like that's on the cards.
Yeah. And we look the same hair colour, same eye colour, same skin colour. Oh, we're pretty close.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, did you find something out? Is there someone in your past who you're proud of or ashamed of?
Well, you got to be really careful because when you open that door, you don't know what you're going to find. And if you go back far enough, everyone's going to have... one in the family.
Yeah.
And they found the one for me, which...
Give it to us. What type of... What are we talking?
I can't give away too much, mate, because it's a hell of a journey that took me a fair bit to recover from to get through, to be honest. But we went back, four generations, and there was just harrowing stories where very strong females in my long line of strong females in my family had just suffered horrific things, just almost unspeakable things.
Unspeakable.
And what they do is it's a slow drip of information. They kind of put breadcrumbs along in the journey, and then you start finding out these wonderful things about these great people they were kicked off the Scottish Highlands, brutally attacked the women. They were being bludgeoned as they jumped into the rivers to sort of save themselves, and the men had to sort of rescue them out and resuscitate them, and they were kicked off their land after 500 years with nowhere to go. So then they come to Australia. But then, like, the hardships don't end there. And some of the things that they told me were so graphic. And then about abuse as well. And it's a really difficult thing to sit down and have that just landed in your lap. And you go, I don't have the words or the emotional intelligence to break this down, let alone now be a spokesperson for it.
Were your relatives victims or were they perpetrators?
They were both. They were both. And that's a difficult thing to resolve because you feel you want to be proud of your lineage. You want to be proud of the stock that you're made of. Yeah. And I wasn't ready for the negative. And that took a lot out of me.
I was going to ask you about that. You've got a wife, obviously a lovely wife, and three daughters now. The part of your family that were victims to this horrific abuse, did you feel it more because you are the dad of three little girls?
Definitely, 100%. I think just bringing another one into the world, you know, right now, who's now 4 months old, little Sunday, and you think my whole job is to make sure that they are safe and they feel loved and appreciated and heard and validated, and then to find out that I go back, maybe my great-great-great-grandfather and one of his children burnt down their entire farm. And the reason why was just, it broke my heart.
This sounds like a novel to me.
This is
an Australian novel. Are you going to write it, Grant? You need to write it.
Yeah.
I think you might. You've
got tears in your eyes now.
It's a lot, man. It's a really lot. When you talk about such frivolous stuff in your life, like I'm the smiley game show guy who gives away cars and cash. You know, This is a completely different kind of form of television, and I guess I went in naively.
Yeah, well, no one gets a Ford Festiva at the end of Who Do You Think You Are?
it's Tuesday, June 8th, next Tuesday, 7:30.
When the series starts.
Grant Daniels did a little bit down the line, but you got to watch the whole thing. Mate, thank you. This is, I'm intrigued.
Full on.
We thought it was going to be a bit of fun. You found out your wife was your cousin, but this is even more full on than that. Good on you.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that with us. That's amazing. Really
Grant
appreciate it.
Today FM. Sydney.
Sally Fitzgibbons is going to be joining us after the news.
Yeah, she has made it somewhere.
Yeah, big news on her Olympic journey. She's a surfer. We love her. She's taught me to surf, got me up on a surfboard. Only one to ever do it in my 50-year journey was Sally Fitzgibbon, mate. So
I don't know what you're being aggressive towards me for. I'm happy for both of you. Do you want me to say this? You can't surf. You're a loser. And Sally's not going to make the Olympics. She sucks too. There you go. Now you've got some opposition.
Both of those are wrong statements. Hey, let's get some facts going.
Yes, please.
It's a super freak, super freak, super freaky fact with Eva Gubrin. Eva Gubrin.
Hi.
Eva.
Hi.
We love that you front-footed the greeting. So, Eva, can you give your school a shout-out before we go any further? What's your school?
PLC Ladies College, Croydon, Sydney.
There you go.
Presbyterian Ladies College. We all know that Presbyterian is an anagram of Britney Spears. There's our first fact for the day.
Did not know that.
What?
Super freaky fact. That's crazy.
Thank you so much.
Did you know that, Eva?
No.
Yeah, well, let's get all the letters out. I'm going to do that because he just makes stuff up sometimes.
Still trying to figure out what anagram was. Okay, so it's with all the letters different order.
It's like the game Boggle. We get all the letters. Right, Boggle the board game. We get all the letters and you place them, and make up different words. So, there's a bit of speculation that Boggle's not a board game and we shouldn't have given our competition winner at 7 o'clock that $100 for Boggle, but I think it is a board game. It's an off-air conversation, Eva. You don't need to know about it. What we need to know is that you've got freaky facts for us. Hit us with the first one, Eva.
My first one is kangaroo's farts aren't harmful to the earth. They contain less methane than emissions from other grass-fed animals, such as cows and goats.
Super freaky fact.
That's a crucial fact.
It's brilliant.
Because that's what they're working on in order to change the feed for those animals that do produce the methane. So that's a fact that could save the planet, Eva. Well done.
Wow.
You know, Eva, and I am, you know, as someone, look, I'm not going to bang on about my food choices, but I reckon if you're going to eat meat, eat kangaroo. That's what I say.
No, no, look, it is a it's a very high protein meat, and
they're all wild, aren't they? There's no kangaroo farms, are there? You'd you'd need too high a fence, wouldn't you?
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. I think you can just grab one and, you know.
Is there a kangaroo? Are there kangaroo farms, Aaron?
I reckon Eva just probably likes kangaroos and thinks they're cute. Do you, Eva, or would you rather just like kangaroos, or would you rather eat kangaroos?
Maybe like them because I don't want to kill them.
Yeah, great work, Eva. That's really strong by you.
I understand. Let's
move on.
Her fact wasn't involving eating kangaroos. No, it was just. All right. Sorry, Eva. Freaky fact number two. Here we go, Eva.
Ice cream was once called cream ice.
Super freaky fact.
That's blowing my mind. I like cream ice. Let's get some cream ice.
So why did they change it, Ed?
Yeah, it does say here, not exactly known when they changed the name to ice cream, but some historians believe it wasn't until the 16th century when ice cream was made available to the general public. Beforehand, it was just for the royalty. You
know, from now on, Eva, with me and my three kids, we're going to be cream ice the whole way through. So we're going to...
All right.
You've changed my life and my children's life right then. All right, so let's bring it home. Fact number three.
A sneeze can travel with a speed of more than 161 kilometres per hour.
Super freaky fact.
Isn't that a prescient fact in these current times?
That's why when Erin sneezes in the studio, she should sneeze into the crook of her arm.
Well,
is that what you do, the crook of your arm?
I do most times, but if there's a bit of space around me, it's not exactly... I make a judgment based on who's around.
I don't think you should because your airborne little molecules can just shoot out into the atmosphere.
Do you know how many?
3,000, Jack,
that's
in one go.
100,000 from a sneeze.
Oh, my Lord.
100,000 little COVID.
There we go.
Thank
you. I don't have COVID.
Eva, you're an absolute star. Some health warnings there. You're going to save the planet. You're going to change lives. Good on you. Have you got a school? You got a teacher you want to give a shout out to?
My teacher is Mrs. Weston.
Is she a nice teacher?
Yeah. And she taught us how to do French knitting.
Yeah. Wow.
Interesting. I mean, that is an important life skill.
You'll use that for many, many a year. Yeah, down the track. That's amazing.
The Today FM Morning Crew. Husey, Ed and Erin.
If you're a woman who has had a gut full of trying to find Mr. Right, we may have the answer for you.
Good question.
Do you need him, Aaron? That's the question. One of the questions. There's so many questions. Alpha Bucks is back, though. We're not bringing it back. It's already back.
Oh, yeah. No, it still means the same thing, I think. We are bringing it back.
And we've brought it back. It's past tense. It's here. And it's here to stay. And 100 grand might go at 8 o'clock.
Right. Okay. Cool.
It's true.
Okay.
When Justin Timberlake was bringing sexy back, was he about to do it, or was he currently doing it?
I think he was currently doing it. So, because we're still doing it, we're bringing it back. Like, it's doesn't mean it's not back.
Can you bring back milk from the shop?
Well, I didn't write it, so whatever.
Can you bring back milk from the shop? I've brought it back. It's in the fridge. Now, Aaron.
Yes.
Two friends of yours might have brought back their love. Is this the case?
What are we talking about?
We're talking Michael Clark and Kylie Clark.
Yeah, Kylie and Mikeyle,
we believe they're back together.
Well, I know nothing more than anyone else does. They are both very good friends of mine, but because it's now been in the paper, I'm not going to reach out and try and get information.
Pip Edwards.
She's a friend of mine as well.
Michael's former lover. That's on the record. They are former lovers.
Absolutely.
She got door stopped about it.
How are you feeling with everything at the moment?
Do you have anything to say about Michael and Kylie getting back together?
Oh, I wish them well.
Well, they've got her.
See, this is seal ridiculous. They said the headline on this particular bit of audio was, "It's official. Pip Edwards confirms they're back together." That's ridiculous. They asked her. They said, "What do you think about Michael and Kylie getting back together?" What she supposed? She says, "I wish them well." She didn't say they are definitely back together. I know they're back together. It's just
what's sports bet saying? That's what I want to know.
I don't know what sports bet say. But look, they obviously went on a family holiday together and they're obviously co-parenting, which is lovely. And if they are rediscovering their love for each other, that's a beautiful thing. I don't know whether it's true or not. A lot of families holiday together when they're not, the parents aren't together, just so they can both experience that with their children.
They look very happy in the photos, I assume, that are out there.
Yeah, I agree.
In
the photos I haven't seen.
Can we get a 2 Day FM drone across over the top of them? Yeah, we've got a drone. Let's find them.
We're going to go live to it every 3 minutes. Yeah, it's cracking.
You can
content.
Ring Michael and say, "Look up, Michael. Wave."
Look up from. Oh, no, don't worry.
Hey, on the subject of sporting legends, we're going to come back and talk to another one who might be the happiest woman in the world right now because something happened to her in El Salvador, and it is. And there's joy.
Yep.
There's joy, big joy.
Joy in El Salvador.
All right. Straight
is
up
she there
top.
Now? Is she
yeah, we're going live to El Salvador.
We're going live to El Salvador.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Today FM Morning Crew catch up.
It's time for celebrations, guys.
And to celebrate, we head to El Salvador where we find our legend friend, Australian surfing champion, Sally Fitzgibbon. Sally, what can you say to Australia today, Sally? What has just happened to you?
All my favourite team in the world and everyone out there, they've just sent all their messages of love. I'm on that plane to Tokyo. We're going to the Olympics.
Yes.
Congratulations. Oh,
and it's so close, Sally. So this has come down to the wire, has it, for you? I mean, it's only like, is it a month away or 6 weeks away?
Mm.
What got you across the line in El Salvador?
That's it, Fusey. We had to tick the final box and come all the way over to El Salvador. So it's been a journey, a mission. We're here with Team Australia, the Irukandjis, and we've got the Akubras on and we're just flying the flag. So we had to compete here and then to book our spot on the plane. And we feel pretty far from home. So this is really meaningful to hear from you guys, my favourite team in the world. So thank you.
This is huge. And we're hearing, Erin, aren't we, that El Salvador is pretty dicey at the moment with the pandemic.
Yeah, well, tell us about living there at the moment, what you have to do to get to the water and try and stay safe. What's it? Give us an example.
It's so wild leaving the sanctuary of our beloved Aussie land. And, coming over to this side of the world, it's just masks and gloves and you have to wait on the bus and then you're not even practicing at the wave. You just have to race down and across the cobblestones, take your mask off, throw it to the team coaches, go surf your heat, come back in, put the mask on, put gloves on, and then race back to the bus. So it's a little bit different, but we're just doing what we can to stay safe. And, all the Aussies are doing really well to do their best.
And there's quarantine centres over there for surfers who test positive. Is that right, or is it pretty full on?
Yeah, there's definitely protocols. We had another test today, so we're waiting for the results tonight. But there's way more athletes than our regular WSL event. So there's over 250 surfers and then another 250 staff. So it's quite enormous, and they're coming from like 50 nations. So it's quite extensive and quite risky. But they're doing all they can to keep us safe.
Are you nervous? Like, are you scared?
We have really good setup here with our Aussie team. So we have a private little facility and all the staff are really like locked in and stay here with us. And so we don't have kind of extra exposure, but we're doing all those protocols, kind of having a bath and hand sanitizer every night and like eyes and ears and everything's getting cleaned. So it's a thorough process. It's exhausting. And I was a bit pretty emotional to get your guys' call and a lot of messages from home this morning. I got the puffy eyes going. I was a bit teary. It's pretty meaningful to go to the first Olympics.
But it's also so tough for Australian surfers because it is a sport that we excel at. So how many females and male surfers from Australia are going to be competing in Tokyo?
There are only a couple of spots, Husey, for both men and women. So Steph Gilmore and myself, and Julian Wilson and Owen Wright are all qualified.
That is huge.
Pretty new group, but so we've been doing it for a while together, so it's it is meaningful to go together.
Oh, this is massive.
That's great news.
Have a listen to this prediction from Husey a little while ago. Sal, this might put some float in your boat.
It's not easy to get up on a surfboard.
I know. I've never done it.
Imagine the pressure that you'd be under if you're out there with the superstar, Sally Fitzgibbons, who's going to probably win the gold medal at Tokyo, you know?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, I love that prediction.
You know what, though, Sally, when I made that prediction, Erin off air said, she hasn't even qualified yet. Don't put the pressure on her. So, yeah, you got there. Well
I did
done.
Believe, obviously. I just wanted him to, you know, to remember that you
pump
hadn't
the brakes,
quite. Well, yeah, exactly. Just not to put too much pressure. We're so proud of you. We love you. Well done, superstar.
And just to let you know, guys, when you do fly over here and, you know, all the senses are heightened and you have those little moments, you're pretty anxious, you have to steady the ship, the emotional ship, and the only thing that's done that in previous instances is Vegemite, and you guys have joined the ranks of Vegemite that when I listen to the show and eat Vegemite at the same time, I feel like I'm at home and I'm steady and I can go out and compete. So I was just saying you've gone up a notch.
Well, when you win the gold medal, they might play our jingle, not the national anthem, and I'm excited about it. Good on you.
Legend.
Go well.
Legend. Sally Fitzgibbon, everyone.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
The Today FM Morning Crew catch up.
Why are you angry?
Tell you what, I've had a gutful of so-called experts on the pandemic in this country. Most of them, you know, some of them were used to be the doctors on The Biggest Loser, and now all of a sudden they're epidemiologists telling us what to do. Yep. Others, some of the chief health officers for the state governments appear to have won their job in raffles.
Oh, yeah.
They've got look-at-me tattoos. Yep. They're more interested in their Instagram account than are of actually knowing what they're talking about.
Real talk.
Here's an example. South Australia. Look, there's obviously Victoria's in lockdown.
What a dump.
But the AFL is still able to fly around the country.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yep, you can go wherever you like.
Yeah, it's weird, that.
If you're an AFL footballer, the Collingwood Footy Club have flown to Adelaide to play.
Okay.
And their chief health officer, Nicole Spurrier, she was asked about how's that all about and how's that going to keep Adelaide safe.
Yeah.
This is what she had. This is the advice she had for the crowd who are going to turn up to Adelaide Oval this weekend.
If you are at Adelaide Oval and the ball comes towards you, my advice to you is to duck and just do not touch that ball.
Oh, my God.
Just duck.
You mocked that up.
Don't touch the dirty COVID ball. What about the players? They have to touch the ball, don't they? Is that your advice for them as well? They need to avoid the ball.
That is.
Oh, they're going to get the soap bucket out to wash the balls again. Remember they did that?
I remember that.
Wait. You mocked up that audio. That's not a real health officer.
Give it to us one more time.
Please.
She actually said this is not a parody. This is what she said.
Give it to me. Give it.
If you are at Adelaide Oval and the ball comes towards you, my advice to you is to duck and just do not touch that ball.
That's their health advice. Duck the balls.
The Today FM Morning Crew catch up.
Erin, do you know girls who are thinking about settling for men they don't love that much just so that they can have babies?
I used to. I don't really anymore. I used to know a lot of girls who would talk about the fact that they were getting a little bit older, that their window, whatever that is, was potentially closing soon. So kind of near enough was good enough because they were desperate to become mothers, which you can understand. Now, though, the conversation has changed a lot amongst a lot of my girlfriends. And I'm 37. A lot of my girlfriends are around the same age. And a lot of women I work with at Channel 9, I guess the rigors of the job, it's a really intense job. The hours are all over the shop. There's a fair few women there who have not had babies who are in their mid to late 30s who still want to have children, but they've either prioritized their careers or haven't met the right person, a million different reasons, who are now talking about freezing their eggs. And this conversation happens a lot in the hair and makeup room at Channel 9, actually. It's commonplace to talk about it. So,
one of our work colleagues, one of Australia's best publicists, Ed Cavalier,
her name
is Callie Black. And at the age of 37, which is the age Erin is now, what did you do, Callie Black, at the age of 37?
I froze my eggs for the first time. And I did multiple rounds, which is something you learn pretty quickly, that you you need to do it more than once you hit about 35, because you need about 25 to 30 eggs in storage to do a cycle. So I did about 5 cycles over the years.
So 5 different, when you say cycles, it's 5 sort of procedures where you get your eggs out and they put them in the deep freeze.
In the deep freeze. And it takes about 2 weeks to do it. So you do about 2 weeks worth of needles and scans and bloods and things. Mm. I found the process really easy. I know that there's a lot of horror stories and kind of doom and gloom and negativity around IVF, but I found the whole egg freezing thing really easy and really simple. You get a nice fentanyl sleep when you go under to get the eggs out. No one can call you at that time, so it's quite good. But interestingly for me, my eggs when I was 37 weren't very good quality. I think I was probably partying too much and having a good time. And then as I've got older and my business has got busier and I've had to really start to take care of myself, I'm 22 weeks pregnant now. And
congratulations, Cal.
Thank you. And that egg is from when I was 41. So,
there you go. So you were more, that's interesting. The quality of the eggs was affected by your lifestyle.
Did you? Yeah. Is part of the reason you stopped partying as hard, possibly because you stopped worrying about meeting men? Is that like being out?
I noticed a shift. The moment I froze them, I just felt differently. I used to be really paranoid that maybe guys would think I was a bit desperate or pushing a certain age, and maybe I brought a bit of my own stuff to that. But I did have a shift when I first froze those eggs, and there was a drop off of crap dates, let's be honest. I felt really differently, and it just wasn't a weight on my shoulders anymore. It was just different. And then I knew I wanted to travel. I knew I wanted to buy a house. I knew I wanted to build the business up. And so I've been able to do all of those things and now get the eggs off the shelf and get going.
See, that's incredible. I love that, because so much of, the motivation for women as they start to get older and young women in going out is to meet someone, is to meet a life partner, not just to have fun with your girlfriends. We all say that as a cover, but I reckon 90% of the reason is to go out with the hope you might meet someone. Now tell me, you're single. You're a single lady. You've got your own business.
Yep.
How daunting is what's ahead of you, or how exciting? How are your emotions at the moment?
I'm terrified, but I can't keep putting it off. I don't want to do it when I'm 50. I'm doing it with somebody I've been friends with for 30 years, who I went to school with. Our families know each other.
Yeah, wow.
We've traveled the world together. We have a really deep connection. So he doesn't live in the same city as me, but I feel supported there. I'm comforted that I think, I don't want to judge other people's scenarios, but an anonymous donor situation just didn't sit right for me. I didn't like the idea of that.
Right, right. Okay, that's interesting.
So he's going to be a part of your child's life? Yeah, that's great.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
How do you work that out, Kelly? How do you, he won't be a co-parent, so to speak, will he? Or will he be?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, and I know there's another friend of mine did the same thing, and they did a parenting agreement before the child was born, and they've had to navigate their way through it now. I think she's about one, but a parenting agreement doesn't really stand up in court. It's really just a contract between two people where you agree on basics, but it's nice to know that there's there's another family that this child will have a relationship with, and
he's in a relationship with, he has other children, is that right?
No, he's gay, obviously. They all are, aren't they, in this situation?
if he's nice and he's handsome and he's kind and he's generous, he probably is, Kel, absolutely.
All of those things. Has a gorgeous house in Hobart, great career, lots of...
Yeah, wow.
We have all the same friends because we went to school together,
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's great.
Incredible. Do you have nursery set up? Have you started doing all that fun stuff?
I haven't done a thing, Erin. I haven't done the thing. I'm in complete denial.
She's
so
too
I
busy
need
publicising
to...
you, Erin.
Putting out fires.
Oh, yeah. Stop it.
Good on you, Kelly.
Oh, thank that's
you,
Kelly. Incredible. Thanks, yeah. Kel.
Yeah. I mean, is this resonating with people? I mean, are there people listening to us right now thinking, I'm going to freeze my eggs? Or
yeah, maybe there are. Maybe you have already started the process of freezing your eggs. I'm interested to know about the cost. We didn't ask Kelly. I'd like to know, you know, what does it cost? How much is there? I've read that it's expensive, but I don't know. And if are you thinking about it? Are you, maybe you've heard that story, or maybe you've started the, you know, thinking you might, about it in your own life.
Do you have them in the freezer yourself?
Yes.
We really want to hear from people and get their experiences about this stuff. Absolutely.
And I've got some information on cost as well that I can tell you guys after this break. So if you're interested, stay listening because I'll fill you in.
Today FM.
We're talking freezing eggs. We spoke to Kelly Black, our publicist here at the radio network, who is 43 and she's expecting her first child.
Correct.
With an egg that she froze a couple of years ago. So that's a very happy story.
True story.
Now, we're going to speak to another one of our legend work colleagues as well, Erin. But you've got, Ali, but you've got some information about how much it costs, is
that
right?
Well, I thought I'd cut out the middleman, Husey, because Ellie's the one that gave me this information, so I thought, why not hear it from her directly? Ellie, this has been a fairly traumatic experience for you. I know it's been really tough. It's not easy for everyone, but give us an idea of what you have to invest.
So for us, it was over $10,000 a pop to do the IVF rounds. Medicare, you get back half of that, and then we had private health as well. So that was to do a full round of IVF where there's the eggs and the sperm being combined together, et cetera, to create baby. But if you're looking at the egg freezing, it's over $6,500.
Wow.
Has it come down, Ali? I know that's your experience, but Kelly has just texted me. She says it's now $2,500.
Okay,
is it possible it's come down? Yeah.
Damn it. I should have done it on the cheap.
She said it was 15,000 when she did it, when she first did it, but she believes it's now down to 2.5.
So I'm sure as well Medicare are making it easier to get funds back. But then you've also got the fees of storage. So I've got three embryos on ice. So every 3 months I will get the friendly reminder bill, and it's around about $250 to continue freezing the embryos.
Could
and
you we'll not just keep them? Yes, I know this is going to sound ridiculous. No, but just hear me out.
I don't reckon I want to.
So expensive. Surely once they do the medical element of taking them out and could you, I'm not going to ask it.
Put
it's
them
stupid.
In the freezer next to the peas.
It's really daunting when you go and you actually have an embryo transfer done because you get the call to say, yes, we're going to start, you know, taking it out of the defrosting stage and it's like you're taking chicken out, sitting it on the bench for an hour.
Okay, let's keep it with them then,
So stressful, Ali, but you and your, it's a tough one. It's
Look, we've got three embryos on ice. I sit them. Think of them often, and they've got nicknames. So,
what are they called?
There's Henry, Helen, and the other one's Billy. But we've got a dog called Billy, so that's kind of weird now.
Well, you got a great attitude.
Appreciate that.
Thanks, lovely
Sarah from Redfern. Sarah,
yay!
Is this a friend of yours?
Yes.
Yeah. What's their story?
Very tortured individual. So basically. Has a lot of regrets for not freezing embryos.
Yeah. Right. There you go. So she's approaching an age now. How old is she turning, Sarah?
Around 50.
Oh, yeah. So she wishes she had done it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, this is why it's going to be cheaper. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, sure there's financial.
We are hearing it is getting cheaper.
Yeah, I mean, that's good.
It should be accessible for everyone.
Kelly believes it now that people can't go to, but this is what she's texting me. We spoke to her. She said that now people can't go to Bali. This is something they could do. With that $200,000.
Right. I see, she's saying it's much cheaper than it was.
Yeah,
right, okay. Gotcha.
Which is good. Amanda from Coogee. Amanda, have you done a round?
Yeah, I have done a round, guys. I was in some late 30s and I separated from my partner and kind of made a decision that I've always wanted a family. So I went and froze my eggs. And I actually found it an okay experience. I obviously haven't done any transfers or anything, but I was out of pocket probably 2.5.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's what it's come down to apparently, yep.
Yeah, once you get a bit of Medicare back. But there's lots of things that come with it, you know, vitamins before you do it so you can get a really good egg cycle round. Your injections, and then obviously your hospital bills as well. But I don't regret it for a minute. It was the best thing, and it's that peace of mind that
when I do meet someone, it might happen naturally, but if I want a second one, at least I've got that back up there.
Now, do you know, Amanda, is there a use-by date or how long can they sit in the freezer? Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea or...?
No, you do have your storage fees, like the other Ellie said, but I think they recommend that you don't do any transfers of after 50. So I think
right,
it's
about that.
Yeah, yes. So I think, you know, between your 40s and, you know, probably 45, I'm not a doctor, don't quote me on it, but just having a think about that time and embryos and all that.
So are you more relaxed now when you're not sort of rushing to meet a guy? Is that fair to say?
Yeah, you know what? That's why I did it. I didn't want to get into another relationship going, is this my baby daddy? I'm actually just enjoying dating, what will be. And I've got around there. I'll probably do a couple more as well, just as a backup. And I can just, you know, relax a little bit. And
do you have any gay friends circling, looking to become fathers, do you think, or not?
No, I've been thinking about that, but no.
Have you got an idea? Well, have you got an idea on someone who you would like? Would you go anonymous, do you reckon?
Well, Ian Thorpe.
Yeah, I really don't know anyone. I don't know anyone, so I probably would go anonymous, as scary as that is. And you know, if I don't meet someone, I do it on my own. I've got plenty of friends who've done it.
You know,
it'll
what?
Be hard, but you know, I'll do it.
One of the mums from our school, she went anonymous, and they had a picnic with the one donor. He's got like 50 women who have all had babies with him. So it was this huge party they had with all. He wasn't there.
Is it Greg Norman?
No,
Guys, Acknowledgements, a brand new book just released by the very funny Becky Lucas, who's joining us in the studio.
Here she is. Great to have you in, Becky. A memoir so far. I've only just started reading it, but I already can tell it is funny, just like Becky is, mate.
Thank you. There's a whole chapter about you in there.
Oh, no.
Hang on.
Now, hang on, Becky Lucas, because you are a regular on Husey, We Have a Problem. And my first thing, I haven't got my copy of the book yet. And because the book's called Acknowledgements, my first thing I said to Husey was, well, you better be in there. I would assume in Becky's burgeoning career that there would be a part which is about D. Hughes.
He's always trying to start riffs, Becky. And as I said to him just before, I said she probably started reading this before she became a regular.
Writing this.
Oh, no, writing it. Yeah, and reading
it. But you'd stop the press. So,
reading, writing, you're my target audience.
Exactly.
Hey, I think I found it, Ed. I've opened up straight up page 67 and the chapter name is Crazy Horny 64.
That'll
what
be
What year
him.
Were you born, Dave?
I was born in 1970. Come on,
he's,
end of 70. I've only
he's
just
mildly,
barely...
mildly horny 51.
Oh, wait, I'm just now
I'm only 50, by the way.
Oh, sorry,
I'm
mate.
Page 112, I mean, my very poor sex education.
Oh, God.
Is that the chapter now, about you?
This is definitely not me. This is on the back of the book. So this book is a collection of thank yous and acknowledgements, and I need the beep here, Jack, and I'll tell you when. Thank you to an ex-lover who marvelled at the fact that he could get with me even though I wasn't up to his usual standard.
he said it in this tone like he just noticed a bright parrot. Like it was like,
That was said to you, Becky Lucas? That was actually said to you by somebody?
Yeah, I'm used to it.
Was that during the process or afterwards? Was that like, did you continue when he said that? You know what I mean? Can you remember?
Don't make me worsen.
It's your book.
It's like, did you continue, you pathetic?
Was that the end of the relationship or did the relationship continue after that statement?
I believe it was like post-act.
Oh, it was like a.
Yeah, I was look at that.
that is.
So wait, maybe
terrible.
I'm naive here, but is he trying to say that normally he dates way better, hotter women than you, but how blessed you are that he allowed you to put.
Well, how blessed he is that he could.
It
was able to happen, you know.
Oh, wow.
It's like there was some pheromone that this woman had that enabled him to complete his husbandly duties.
Yeah. Wow. Because that's an annoying thing, like, when you do comedy, like, no, you know, I always thought, like, it was important to be funny but it's like, it's not. No. It's not important to be funny. No guy's ever gotten a boner from laughing.
It's
funny is good though, isn't it? Because surely it's...
Well, she's talking about men here. So, look,
Yeah, but we don't count because we're comedians.
She means proper men.
Proper
she means
men.
Like real men. Like real men.
Like
don't,
policemen
you
don't, or doctors.
Yeah, you don't mean like male comedians.
No,
you mean
but
like
even male
men.
Comedians still want a hottie. Like,
yeah, but you, I mean, a funny hottie is better than, you know.
Okay, Hughie, if you had a choice, a 50-year-old dumpling that was funny or a 20-year-old yoga instructor who's hot?
Look, you know what? For long term, I want the dumpling. For the moments, but once the moments pass, what do you got? You know what I mean? There's nothing. You know, you've got. You know, you get some comments on Instagram. You feel like you're a hero for a moment, but long term,
you
got
to talk
bored,
to her.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But Becky's both. There's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. So.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no, well, it was just me who said it, not the other two.
I endorse it, you're smoking hot, yeah.
I'd like to also, I'll endorse those comments as well.
Thank you.
I'd like to also endorse those comments.
This is a great morning for me. Powerful.
So, Becky, have you given up? Are you in a relationship
now?
Given
up?
Well, no, just not
given
up. Life.
She's 70. Given up? What are you talking about?
Yeah, pack it in.
She's deep in a relationship. How many years now with your bloke?
Nearly three.
Yeah, yeah, and it's going
deep.
Well, isn't it?
It's going pretty well, yeah.
It's pretty deep.
It's not that deep. It's still shallow-ish.
It's, yeah, my stepmom says it should still be honeymoon, but it doesn't feel
oh,
like
God,
that.
No.
Three years? Yeah.
No.
That...
No.
Like, we're pretty into eating in bed and having a TV show and then going to sleep.
Yeah, and he eats toffee apples in bed, doesn't he?
He does,
He's eating toffee apples in bed.
Actual toffee apples?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think? We're not euphemism.
No,
I wasn't. Apples, mate. There's not some street talk about, you know, some sort of weird role playing.
That's all in your mind because I meant the lolly toffee apples versus toffee around an apple.
Is there a lolly toffee apple?
Yes.
There is, yes.
But he was eating an apple with toffee around it.
Did he make that himself or did he buy that somewhere?
No one knows where he got it from.
He didn't make it himself. He wasn't out in the kitchen for 15 hours boiling
toffee
and then dipping
from.
I reckon
from a carnival.
Bonner Junction. No, Bonner Junction. There's a lolly shop in Bonner Junction, I'm sure, sells
it. It could have been a he looks quite young. It could have been a pedophile.
He does. He's a handsome, though. He's a handsome man.
Sorry.
Does he know that I know that I've said he's handsome? I've said it.
I told him immediately that you said he was handsome.
Yeah, he's real, yeah.
But he does look young because he's half Chinese and so they've got great skin.
They do.
So he looks very, very young. It's a bit worrying.
That sounds amazing.
I'm going to outgrow him in 2 years.
No, you know what? What a great diverse couple you are, honestly. It's just good times.
I was going to say, would he be available for the...
A COVID jab ad. Yeah, can you get involved there? Or?
Are you guys trying to help out Channel 9 with that?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Channel 9 doesn't need any help, Becky. What are you talking about?
No, they're absolutely diverse as they, you know, you know, they reflect their audience. well, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm... What am I? You know, I'm... My
what are you?
My wife's Sri
what
Lankan.
What are you?
My wife's Sri Lankan, Becky, so I have absolutely.
I know, you love bringing that up.
He does. Well, I do. It's like a get out of jail free card.
I've got a Chinese
say anything
boyfriend.
And,
I've got a Thai last name I'd like to point out.
Your wife is blonde, mate. She's so blonde.
What have you got, Erin? Just stock
I'm
standard.
I'm of Irish heritage, and my name Erin means Ireland. But I've got heaps of
You know, they've had their own struggles.
Absolutely, the IRA.
Some of the things
still do.
They've been described as. My wife tried to explain what the Irish are called in. I can't. To our children, it's like, come on.
What's this turning into?
Well, the book is called Acknowledgement. And
very funny. Becky Lucas
is great.
Hilarious.
Thank you, Dave. So are you. And so are you, Ed. And so are you, Erin. You're all great. Thanks for having me.
Today FM.
Yeah. What do you got, Ed? You've come in and you're looking like you're trying to, you know.
The cat that got the cream.
Well, Becky Lucas just brought it up and it got me thinking about the Channel 9 Get Your Vaccination ad. Now, we've seen all the networks doing it. The ABC's got a...
Are they all doing it?
They're all doing it.
Oh, well, so they should. And we've been doing it. I've got mine live on air. You know?
Yeah. And look, it's a great message. And, Erin, you're part of the Channel 9 Get Your Vaccination ad. If you haven't seen it or heard it here, this is what it sounds like.
COVID has affected each and every one of us. But now we have a shot to get our lives back to normal.
This is our shot to protect our communities.
This is our shot to keep our borders open.
Our shot to explore the world again.
To welcome friends back to our shores.
Our shot to keep live music alive. Our shot to keep families safe.
Our shot to keep the crowds coming.
Our shot to keep businesses open.
What stadium was that at, by the way?
That was at Bank West Stadium at last week's Friday night footy.
Oh, yeah, it was a beautiful. It looked great.
It was beautiful.
you did a great job.
Thank you.
Were you glad you got the call? Because they could have gone, you know, Channel 9's a broad church and there's a lot of people there, but, you know, I imagine if...
They had to call.
I know how Channel 9 works. Like, if you don't get that, if you're not in that group, you are absolutely steaming in.
You know what, Andy...
You're steaming in.
Andy Lee was in the...
Yeah, I didn't...
Last I heard, he was doing a show on Channel 10.
Yeah, that was
I'll be honest, I didn't like that. But that's... And,
but now I've since found out he's now doing a show on Channel 9.
Is he?
So it's a great cross-promote. Yeah, let's get our new talent into the ads so that they can,
We'll see.
Well, mate, he's not going in the ad unless he's doing a show on Channel 9. You know what I mean?
I know.
He's not. He hasn't got his The Cube t-shirt on. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Is that on, The Cube?
It was,
a short series.
Yeah. It did well.
Obviously, he has moved network.
But then there was some furor about the people. It's not diverse enough, Ez. So, look, they quickly Channel 9 fired up the cameras and they got, from the Today Show, they got Brooke.
Good.
This is our shot to look out for each other.
She's in.
With
and then,
Bernie, she's very good.
Young man by the name of Kevin got involved.
Our shot to get back out there and amongst it.
Hey, he's from Travel Guides, I believe.
Yeah,
it's great
Kevin
show. And Tang, I believe, together there.
Yeah, no, good, both of them. Yep, so.
It's great travel guiding.
Yeah, well, and
still
very popular.
Not happy. People aren't happy. They're still not happy. More diversity. So from Nine Gem, one of their popular shows, this young man from Tonga has now been brought in.
Fuck you, miss. Fuck you.
That's going to be good.
Mate.
And then.
Come on. Come on.
An Italian gentleman who's on the network.
Pelagius, what the mate? Beautiful vegetables in him.
Mate, you cannot bring Con the Fruiter into this. This is stuff from, the diversity used to mean different things. Now it means what it should mean. And you know what? We should do an ad. And my wife is going to get involved.
Why's that?
Because she's Sri Lankan. So, she's going to get involved. I don't know if your wife's allowed to get involved, Ed.
Why's it?
Because she's blonde.
She'll get in the Channel 9 one, though. Or the old one. Not the new one.
Erin, good on you for soldiering through the show. You appear to have hit the floor.
Yeah, she's under the desk at the moment.
We're hoping that's not too serious. There will be a show on tomorrow. Who knows who will be here? Great to have Ed back on board, though.
Great to be here.
Yeah, hey, JA.
Yeah,
JA.
Are we
doing, what are we doing? Is Alpha Bucks? What time are we doing?
Yeah,
man?
It's Alpha Bucks.
What's happening?
You don't want to hang around, do you? Erin looks like she's got to get out. Ed's not feeling well. Let's do it before midday.
Good idea, Jay.
Is that all right? We'll get you in and out. $100,000.
Okay. Have a great day, everybody.
See you guys.